Okay. Today is a world famous 3Fs today, but I have to say over one thing that I found out about the Philosophy. Oh.
It might not help me.
This is the old kind.
I know, but I'm saying that you were talking from the new one.
Yeah. That's true. That's what I said. I don't know where it is.
I have
one.
I
said over last time a cycler, which I didn't realize was a big chiddush. So I want to say over the chiddush. I didn't have how much of a chiddush he was saying. That's right. The cycler, he wanted to say, shot in the Rambam. The Rambam says that according to the Mishnah Rishonah, that you would work on every other day, then you have to be oilel or ragel, right, for care from everybody else. And according to the Mishnah Achronah, then you don't have to be oilel or ragel, which is for care from everybody else. Everyone else says if it's Mishnah Achronah, you're free. So Stipler said, shot was in the Mishnah Rishonah that you work one day, they divide it up. So half the days you're free. Mishnah Reina, they're not going to do any dividing up because you're supposed to finish this up already. So every day you're a mixture until you finally go ahead and actually free him with the Get Shichra. So Mamela, every day you're in that. So I realized after that I found out, because I was learning this sugya, that there's a Rambam over here. Gezeila va'aveda. The Rambam says, what it was, Perek Dali. One second. Where is that? Where it was? In case I forget. Oh, that's what I made a mistake. It was in Chayvel Umazik. Chayvel Umazik. Look, the Rambam. Misha chetzioi eved vechetzioi ben choyrin shebishoi adam oi tziaroi oi shanog choyshur vechayoytze be'im. Three cases. You are mazik this eved, you are mavaish this eved, or a shur maked into him and killed him. Was negech. Well, who gets the money? Zok the Rambam. Imi roizze beyoyim shel rabboi. If it was on the master's day, Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday, L'rabbah, you give all the money to the master. B'yoyim shalatzmai, if it was on his days, the other days of the week, le'atzmai, then he gets to keep the money.
Is
the kasha, that's Mishnah Rishayna. But the Rambam is living, bizman hazeh, he's living after, way after the Mishnah Achrayna. So what happened to the Rambam over here? Yeah, what is going on in this Rambam? Okay? What's going on in this Rambam? So, in the Kiryat Sefer.
So, what is it?
What is where is this? This is Chayvel Umazik. Where is this Rambam at?
No.
Oh.
What are the three cases?
Somebody was Mevayish, the guy. Someone was Mitzayer, this slave. Or a Shor killed this slave.
Knossos.
Which the third one is Knossos. Why? I mean, Boishes and Tsar. I mean, oh, you mean the Rambam Shita. The Rambam, I think, calls those by the name Knas. I think, yeah. Yeah, you are right. Will that help me?
You have to be on the criteria, but also, the only time is not
carried. Good. There was a Bezdin after Mishnah Harina. I mean, you know what I mean? The Rambam can't say it if it's... Yeah, I mean, the Rambam can't say it if it's not true anymore. I mean,
why?
The Rambam doesn't say the din, but what would the din has been changed? The din is that now there's Mishnah for it, and you, I mean, the din is not so anymore. The Rambam can't bring that.
Didn't you say last week that the din a moment is, but it hasn't changed yet. It's about to change, right? But
yeah.
The Indian called other, then you can kind of, because the other has to free him, so he's already...
Right. But don't forget, the Kilos Yaakov is saying that the dividing up part of it is batal. That the stipler is saying, right? The stipler is saying the Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday business is no longer noigea. That's already over once he's a chetzi av chetzi ben chayim. Once you have the mishnah achrayna, because you're not allowed to have that division going on anymore. You're supposed to be freeing him. That's his whole. That's the stipler's whole shtickle fire, right? And here you see, right? So the Meiri says on this. I mean, he brings down this din here. The Meiri, Kiryat Sefer, and Radbaz, all three of them say that we see from this Rambam that life goes on as usual until you write out the shtar. You see that the sheet of the Rambam is that when he becomes a chetzi eved, right? What happens? Like Rashi says, the case. This guy, this Joe, used to work for two owners, right? Chaim and Reuven, right? Okay, Monday afternoon, Reuven announces, you're free, right? Now you only have Chaim. So, now what do you do? So what does Chaim do? So life goes on as usual if you're the Rambam. Chaim says, okay, you're working here still, the same old, used to be on Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday, worked for Yankel, and the other guy, the other 3 days, right? Now this guy freed him, says, you're still coming to me on my days, right? Until he gets a letter in the mail from Bezdin, you better get down here and free him. In the meantime, he still has him and he works with him. Other state in the Zoy, that's connected to Kilsiakov's shtickle. Right? Mama's connected. So I was pretty, I didn't know what to do here.
But Lamaisa, how would you ever run in the Rambam? If Lamaisa, you went with the Mishnah Achrayna, I mean, the whole Svara is Tikanta Misrabba, as Asma like Tikanta. So in other words, in this situation where he himself is the Nizik, by going with the Mishnah Achrayna, he gets less of a benefit, not more.
If
we went to the Mishnah Achrayna, what would be the din then?
You
would get everything?
Why not?
Because he's done, because he doesn't get shukra. If you went like the Mishnah Achrayna, would you time he's still in heaven until he gets to get shukra? And Mimela, you had a kiyak rabba, and you get nothing, which would work fakir.
But one second, I don't get what you mean. It says in the Rambam the Seirs what happened on the days, on his own days.
Because if you went to the Mishnah Achrayna and said that he's in heaven until he gets
the... Oh, he's all mixed together, you mean.
Be out of the Kiyarabba, he'll be the Nizik and he won't get the money. It's not going to be a Takana for the heaven.
Oh, you're saying if you go like a stipler's way, is that what you're saying?
Mishnah Achrayna.
Okay.
Says that he lives in Eved until he gets his get shifra.
Right.
So what would be the din if he's a Nizik and he still doesn't have his get shifra? Who would the money go to?
Okay, well, one second. He has one get shifra already, right? The one guy...
But I'm saying if the takana for his benefit is that he lives in Eved until he gets his get shifra.
But why are you saying he lives in Eved for a total Eved? A both-sided Eved? Why are you saying that?
Because Lamaisa, according to the Mishnah Achrayna, he doesn't even have... In other words, the din is not chetzi-chetzi. He's treated... Isn't the whole part that he's treated as a complete Eved?
No, one second. The disciple is just saying he's every day he's a chetzi-chetzi. That's what the stipulation is. Avadi is a chetzi chetzi, but there's no days anymore. There's no Sunday and Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday. It's all checkers.
It's all
Uber. Right, Uber.
So what would be the din of Tzmominus?
Tzmominus, what would happen is that everything that would happen would be half and half between him and the...
So he would get half.
He'd get half the money with Tzmominus, right. But Mimele, he doesn't have to go up for the Rehiya. That's okay.
No, that's
But if he was injured on the day that belonged to himself...
According to the disciples, there is no day. Right? That's his whole thing.
No, but according to Mishra Shreina, there was.
Yeah, according to Mishra Shreina, there was. He used to be in those
so
days.
Now he lost something.
He lost again. Right. Well, but it's a different way. I mean, you know,
He lost something by the time that's true.
I'm just saying that if he was Nizek on the day,
he would have gotten it all.
That was his. He would have. Mishra Shreina says he got it all. Mishra Shreina wants to make a takana for him then. Therefore, what? We're going to take it away and only give it to him?
What about the day of
Right.
Okay, but one second. Let's get what they said like this. They said, what do you want? They said, Tikante Mitzvah. Very nice. You're Tikante Mitzvah. That means, right, you want to do Mishnah Rishonah Dik. Right? So they said, if you're going to do Mishnah Rishonah Dik, the Rabbi is going to be fine. He'll get Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. They're talking to the ones who are saying Beis Hillel at that point are saying Mishnah Rishayim. They're saying, so according to what you're saying, the Rabbi is in great shape. He's all happy. He's got his days. There's Asmai Loiti Kanten, but he's not going to be able to get married. So what do we do instead? We say, the end of it. You got to free him, and it's over. So now you're saying, for now, until then, for the next 24 hours or whatever it is, it's going to be a 50-50, and he'll be worse off. Okay, so for 24 hours, he'll have to suffer. What's supposed to happen is that they're supposed to free.
Yeah, why would that even be anything other than the Shevet for that day that he is Shia for Rabbah? In other words, even if it's, let's say, an Odin's day. In other words, let's say it's Monday, and Monday's and Mishnah Shana will be the Odin's day.
Right.
So still, Nezek is...
Oh, I'm sure he's not going to get more Shevet than he...
No. I'm saying, in other words, even this in the front of Mishnah Shana, let's say it happens to be he's hurt on Monday, and Monday is the Eved's day, is the Odin's day.
Right.
But why would that mean that the Odin gets everything? The Odin would get his rights. In other words, a piece of the Nezek, and the Eved would get his rights.
Oh, the answer is because even what the Eved should get, it's like Masha Kona Eved, Kona Rabbi. All the money you earn on that day, I get it.
Uh-huh.
It is, yeah. Okay, so anyway, you hear the Kasha. The Kasha is in the Rambam. It says that there are days, and the Rambam is in the times of the Mishnah Achrayna. This is L'Cheri Kenega, the Kilos Yaakov, who said that in the Mishnah Achrayna, it's one big mishmash, and there's no days. So on this, I want to say over that Nistama, the stipler, is going to learn, like I saw from the Maim Chaim. You know, the Maim Chaim is the Pri Chodesh HaGoyis in the back of the Shas, called Maim Chaim, from the Pri Chodesh. And he asks this Kasha. And he says, what's going on with days? I thought it's all over. So Zok the Pri Chodesh, the Rambam printed this din because the Gemara wrote this. The Gemara actually wrote the din because the Gemara at that point was going in the Mishnah Rishon. Why did the Rambam bring down, it's not Negea anymore? He says, no, it could be Negea. Not every time do you have a Mishnah Achrayim. How's that? He says, you could say that he doesn't give that muscle. You could say maybe if there ever was a Saris, and he can't have children anyway, so there's no meaning of getting him married off, which if I'm not mistaken, I mentioned a while ago, is a Shaila in the Poskim. What is the din if the guy has an Eved who is a Saris? Do we force the master to free him? Or there's no point because he can't be Mekayim Pir Reviya anyways.
How specific was the
Gzeir? Exactly right. So the Tiferes Lemoisha Paskins Loiplum. Tiferes Lemoisha Paskins, you free him, we don't check each time. However, I think I said over there, the Mitzpeh Eson says, you're very didactic. He says, you check the guy's age. Until the guy's 18 years old, where he's been Shmoneser L'chuppah, he doesn't get out. So I'm guessing that according to him, Mistaba Saris also would not get out. Mistaba. The same idea. And then I just saw today, the Rashash says the same, but he just ups the age to 20. He says, because since it says in the Gemara Kedushin that you don't force a guy to get married until he's 20, so the male until 20, there's no Indian, the guy's stuck until he's 20.
By a woman, it would be different, because over there it's also scarce.
By a woman, right. Usually you don't do it by a woman, unless she was a Hefkadik.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Otherwise, we don't. So anyway, but there's another case which everyone agrees. What if a Chetz Yoy Eved was in possession of the cotton was the Bailin. He inherited it from his father. Over there, state mefurish in places, there's no way to force a cotton to free a slave because he can't. He probably can't do it. Memela, the Rambam wrote the din down here, even though really it's a limited amount of cases nowadays. But it was in the Gemara anyways. The Gemara wrote it because the Gemara is by Mishnah Rishayim. So the Rambam said, I'm not going to leave it out because it could still be an idea in such a hechitimsa where the thing was still, and Memela, the Rambam still said, the Yoyim Shal Rabbi is the Rabbi, And Yom Shel, in the cases, what?
Misleading.
It's misleading, right? It's very, you see, the Meiri, Kriya Sefer, and Radvaz said, from this Rambam we see, but I don't know what else to say. I see, Lamashal, another Rambam, which is a Raya from the Magen Mishnah, would never go for it either. Because there's another Rambam. The Rambam says, what is the din if in Perik in this Kimoman? Rambam says, Hamis Misha Chetye Eved B'Chetye Ben Chayrin. Let's say a Shoyer was Hamis, a Chetye Eved and a Chetye Ben Chayrin. What do you do? Oh, I see. I said before also Hamis. I was wrong. But Nogach, sure, said there. Here was Hamis, sure. There was just Nogach. Heard it. Here was Hamis. This is the first time we have Hamis. Hamis, sure. What if it was killed him? Noisin Chatzi Knas L'Rabbi. So half the Knas goes to the Adoin. V'chatzi Ha'acher. Who's going to get the other half? Dr. Avam, Eimi Yikachana. There's no one to give it to because the guy doesn't have a relative in the world. There is no way he can have a relative in the whole wide world. Who could he have already? He can't have a mother, a father, a wife, or a child. He can have none of them. Oh yeah, by Chatzi Kofer there's something in the Gemara. Yeah. But here the Gemara says you could. This is the Rambam. This is straight out of the Gemara. As we state in the Rambam, half the Knas goes to the other and half the Knas goes to nobody. He says it's right to give it to his right Yershim, but there's no one around because he's dead and there's no Yershim. So the Magid Mishnah asks, I don't know what's going on over here, Zuk, the Magid Mishnah. The Gemara speaks out that this whole case is only Megel, see the Mishnah Rishayna. But the Gemara says in the Mishnah Achrayna, once they force the Adoin to free him, he's not a good enough Adoin to give Knas to such an Adam which has to free the guy.
Okay,
let's
get in. He's not in Lebanon.
There's no Knas altogether. No, before they were
Kaifet.
Even in Israel.
Here, the ox killed this guy, right?
Who's a
Chassi. Who's a Chassi Ed. Okay. So now, let's go straight.
There's no Knas at all.
Why is that?
Because it's not heaven. You don't treat him as an heaven.
Oh, that's what the Gemara says, right. The Gemara says, according to Mishnah Chareina, he's not really an avid. I mean, you have to free him. I mean, you didn't do it yet, but since you have to free him, there's no knas at all.
There's no
knas. So, frick the Magmish, I don't know what happened. Tzorichin. So, why is it so Tzorichin? We'll say the same thing as a Prichadish. He was a Tzoris, he was a this, he was a that, he was a the cotton on him. Kanir, the Magmish, he's not to feed him with all those things. Right? But I did find that the Makne, behind Makna and Kedushin, he has on Shulchan Aruch. Behind, he has on Shulchan Aruch Kedushin. So in Simon Mem Dalid, he says, I hold the parish of the Rambam in that case.
Sorry.
He says also, I think, that the Eved was under Bar Mitzvah. So that he can't get married anyway. Okay? So some hold that that's a Mahalach, and some hold it's not a Mahalach. That's why I just wanted to tell you. Okay. Then one more thing before we get to the Geshmakas to heaven. Just one more thing. I said over last time that it bothered me very much. What was the Turi Evan Sasha bothered me very much. The Turi Evan said on the Gemara of the Chetzia Evan, the Chetzia Ben Chayrin, the din is he can't blow Shofar. Not only can't he might say anyone else, he can't even blow Shofar Farzich. Right? Why? Because the Tzad Abdus is not able to blow for the Chayrus Tzadik. Frank, the Turi Evin, there's no such Adam, there's no such mensch in the world anymore. Because now that we have the Mishnah Achreina, and you have to free all these people, so they're not treated as a Chatzi Evin. So who is this person here in the Gemara?
I understand why that's a kasha of the club. What happens if he becomes a Chatzi Evin, Chatzi Menachar, and Erev Roshana? So it's even if you don't come to the parents of the Surah Saris.
Right.
So the other personality is going to be
but the way he asked Azoy, he says, we have this din right here by the Aliyah L'Regel. The din by the Aliyah L'Regel is
that if you have him, it happened, he's on Yom Tov and he's still around, we say, go up to the Rebbe. So we say, I am a Chetzi Eved. The Chetzi Eved is a din that he's Potter because he has an Odin. So we say, no, that's not called the Odin, because since you force him to free it, he does not have an Odin.
But does not the Tzav and the Mitzvah more than Nisha? Is that going to be enough to make him feel the Mitzvah?
Oh, so you see that he, the Turi Eved, sees the thing, yes. And he gives a whole teret that the whole sugya in Rosh Hashanah is talking about a srid, you know, or one of these kind of cases like that. And this was the problem that I asked. How could the Turi Eved think such a havamina that the man who's a chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin, just because you're going to force the master to free him, is going to mean that he has to keep all the mitzvahs like a man?
Would it be named on his name?
Right, and would he be allowed? Would he be free? Basically, he's not free. You have to still free him, so he's not free. He's still in heaven.
Because he always had a chatzi odin to begin with. I mean, a chatzi non odin to begin with, right? He always had on that air.
Right.
So to expand it to that is easier than to free.
Okay, but Lamaisa, Lamosh, he right now may he marry a bas chayrin before the other rakes him out his. You know, sure. Before he frees his
ship. That's because there's an ongoing issue.
Because he's still a slave. Right. A slave is a slave. You know, you got to do it, you got to do it. Official is official. So how does the Turi Eved know that he should be chayv in mitzvahs? Okay, fine, he has to go up to the regular. That's something else. That's because he doesn't have an odin on top of it. And this is what bothered me. Well, I finally finished the shtickle, which was like a whole long thing. At the end, he writes himself. At the end he says, or maybe the Teretz is Azoy, and this is probably better, he writes. But he's not so sure. This is amazing to me. It would seem poshut, but he's not so sure. Three of them, okay, seems a little better. That's what he writes. Okay. Fine. That's the shtickle. Fine. Now we have the new shtickle. This is a famous shtickle. I'm sure you had it somewhere or you heard of it somewhere. But if not, you'll hear it now. Even like the Gilgal Zev, the Gilgal Acher, that you would know anyway. Okay, here. Let's find it here. Oh, here, Beis Amid Beis, page Yud by Elvis. The first top shtickle on Beis Amid Beis. Lisa Shifchein Yach. Okay? Two here. Lisa Shifcha, you have it? You have one here? Oh, okay. Page Yud of that type. So stay, Lisa Shifcha Eino Yach. So he cannot marry. This guy is stuck, right? He's a Chatzi Eved, he's a Chatzi Ben Chayrin. So he can't marry anyone. The Perek Hamad, the Baba Basra, Hikshu Atoisves, Fet Toises, the Velt Shaila, Lacey Asay de Pru Revu. Why don't we have an essay of Pru Revu, right? This Evidy has to do the mitzvah Pru Revu. Velidchi Loisa de Leah Kaddish. Why can't he marry someone? The essay of Pru Revu should be Deich of the Lav of marrying a Bas Chayrish. Okay. The Tirtzu B'Shemri. The Reed gives a text. Divit Ibna de Ma'akir Lav Loi Mekayim Le'esk. There's a famous rule of Ibna, right? That the Aseh and the Lav have to be together. And the Mishas Haro Kakir Le'lav. The Aseh de Puruvu La Mekayim Ad Gmar Bi. The Memela, since the Aseh and the Lav are not at the same time, because the Gemara has a klal that only Gmar Bi is Moilid. Haroah is not Moilid. So the male of the Lav is going to be there first, and I'll say it's later, so there's a problem, it's not the Idna. That Nachamol that.
Considered the
Idna. Oh, that is basically going to be the Kasha of the three. If you need one for the other. Now, here I just want to say over the famous Kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch Frek, how could Taisvah say that he gets the mitzvah of Pru Revu, Vishach Gmar Bia? When the child is born, it's peruvu, not mishas the gemara via.
The second child.
Oh, that's another shayla. That's another shayla. So that they say a chasi of the mitzvah. Oh, you do know this one. You see, I told you. I told you. Yeah. So you know the famous teretz also. Here the kach. He says, I don't understand what's going on here. Since when is the mitzvah b'shach the beer? The mitzvah is when the baby is born.
The mice is what?
I don't know. What is this? Rambam and Rashi. Oh, what if an Uber is a, oh, if an Uber is called Dar Shalvalayla. But I mean, until the child's born, is he the kind, let's say you say it's Baloilam, is he the kind, the mitzvah? You want to say if the Uber is a Baloilam, so it was just being as though you're an Uber yet. By your Baal, but he works until 40 days. Oh, so what, that's the Lomdish way to answer the Kasha. As they state in Klevitz Shirim in one place. He says, in order to be be'idna, it doesn't need to be mekayim. It has to be that the doing of the two things are at the same time. It doesn't have to be that he's mekayim. It just has to be ma'isa mitzvah, has to be at the same time. That is what the Kovet Shurim says. I could add on a Baal Batisha angle of saying that same parrot. Because there's a famous shayla. Why does it have to be be'idna? Could say, I don't know, it just exerts a custom, and that's all. It's only if it's bidden. But there's a ritva, it's going to come up anyways later in this thing. There's a ritva in Rosh Hashanah, and he says there's a possible reason for it. But I mean, if Asay would be Deicha Shaloi Be'idna, then anything would be fine. It wouldn't be a Mitzvah Baba. But I mean, what if the din would be that we can do the dechia that way. Okay, but you could say the pashat shot is you can't. That's all. The Torah is not going to let you do the avera if there's no mitzvah here now. I mean, you're going to sign a contract. There's no mitzvah power to push the avera. You just can't do it. The reason is because we're afraid. Who knows if you're going to ever end up doing that mitzvah? What if you'll back up? So Mamela, that is the reason. And Rabaran says, "Amoyer dikanach kamina." Says if the reason is because of that, what if you would have a case that a guy's going to do a mitzvah on Monday, but he has to do aver on Tuesday to keep the mitzvah going for Monday? Would you be able to be doiche the lav on Tuesday? He has a whole case. How it could happen? He even read the places. What was the case? The case was that the person was going to bring a carbon Pesach, you know, carbon Pesach, on with the smach that he's going to afterwards have to bring a different carbon to mitire himself. It was like a mitzoyer or something. And there was an aveira with that second carbon because it was after the Tamid Shalbein Arbaim, which you're not usually allowed to bring a carbon anymore. Aleo Hashem. So the guy wants to say, but I need to keep my Pesach going, because if I don't get toya, I'm not worried lachila. So he wants to do an aveira after the mitzvah. Yeah, he makes a case how it happens.
First, al smach
that he's going to bring, and he has to be roi lachila. So he wants to be al smach that he is going to be roi lachila because they're going to bring the other carbon.
He brings lachila unless he brought the carbon.
The second carbon.
Yeah.
Right, but the mitzvah is the shechita. Sure, there's another mitzvah. Say second mitzvah. Say lachila. But no, because if he's not roi lachila, then
the carbon would be there.
The carbon would be possible.
Right.
Too.
But beyond that, even I'm saying the ma'aser. He needs to go every
second from
north.
Yeah, but that's true, but that will be in the wrong order because that's tak at night and then you're doing it.
Right,
but he wants to say that I say from before. He gets it. Can I say from before? So if you say like that, if you say that, like the ritva, it should come out another naskamina. What if I do an avera with a ma'aseh mitzvah, which is already out of my grasp, it's going to turn into a mitzvah. Right? I do aveir right now. Let's say mamish this means. He takes this shitcha, or whoever, or the Eved takes the Bash Chayrin, right? And he's going to do a lav right now, a lav of Bia, and I say, which is going to turn over 9 months, that'll be Mekayim. He can't forget. It's too late to forget to do the mitzvah anymore. So already Gemara.
Well, he could have the cash that maybe won't be going with it.
Yeah, I'm not talking about Toysis' thing. That's Toysis' thing about the Goyim. The Menchachidach wants to say a different thing. He wants to say that even if he does the Gemara Bia now, but L'chayr, the Lav, is right now. The essay is when the child is born. So it's not at the same time. But if you say the whole Chisorin of not being at the same time is because of the Ritzvot, that we're afraid you'll forget to do it, there's nothing for him to forget anymore.
Well,
it's an automatic pilot now.
Yeah, but who said the veil will be a baby?
Oh, okay. That's another way of asking. Right. That's a whole other way of asking. Shai, not the Mechaz Chinuch's way. But how does the guy know he's doing a mitzvah? Maybe it won't be a baby.
That's also a teretz in the mitzvah.
So your teretz, if you say your teretz, because ma'aseh mitzvah,
yeah.
So then you take care of all those things. Right, I'm just saying, if you say the way the Minchas Chinuch asked the question, that the baby is too late, and now, but if you say that the word is, then if he'll forget, there's nothing to forget. Rav Moshe, Igros Moshe, in Chelek Beis Eben HaEzer Simin Yirches, he says, I disagree, he is Mekayim al Mitzvah al Yedei V'Bia. He says, there's no such thing that the mitzvah is something which isn't in your control. You hear that? He says, he's mekayim a mitzvah by day to be. He says, so what's the meaning of the two children? That's just a thing, that after that, it's already the time, enough mitzvahs that there's no more mitzvah. But every time is a mitzvah. That's what he says. That's where Moshe's big finish. So Moshe's finish. So anyway, okay, that's what Taisa says. A place says that the word is that the harah is the aveira and the gemar bia is the mitzvah. Okay. Now, affect the three evidence. Don't stay mishai. The kasha li al zeh. I have a kasha on this. Beperek yud yevamis in the tenth parak of yevamis. Omar it says hal de patru rabbanan sodin minat tzitzis. The rabbanan said that if a person wants to wear a sheet, right, a linen sodin. Midaraisa, it needs tzitzis. Midarabanan, they patterned it. The reason was because it was getting into kalayim problems. Because people were putting on tzitzis. And of course they had tails in those days, so it became shatnez with the linen. Which is not a problem, because you're allowed to have linen, you're allowed to have shatnez. But then they started wearing it at night too. And at night there's no mitzvah of tzitzis. And then they were getting into aveiros. So many of the day of tour that nobody puts on tzitzis anymore on a Sunday. So the Gemara says, how do they have koyach to do such a thing? But I, Midorai, say there's a chiyuv tzitzis. And for the Gemara, Mishum David Shev Al Taseh, there's a klal, Yesh Krech Biyar Chachomim, Lachar Dovor, B'Shev Al Taseh. There's Memeila, the Chachomim are allowed to say, don't do it. Hik Shetayis Vez, V'Hohavali Kume Eseh. Why is that Shev Al Taseh? L'choy, you're getting up and you're doing it out there. Kishem Yisatif Batalis Bas Chiyuvo. When you put on the talis, the inboy tzitzis, and there's no tzitzis, how are you going to be a dime? You're doing it, Avin. Why is this shevel? I said, l'chor, this is kum ve'asei. The tzitzis, the tzitzis is the tzitzis. The vish'at ituf loy mechay. That when you are misatef, vish'at the ituf, you're not mechay. Halach ha'shen misatef. Until after you're wrapped up. The chsus chamashma Shata Mechusa Bakvar. Because Ksuscha is mashma that you're already covered. And now, after you're wrapped up, you're Mechuyiv. So Shev Al Tasehu. So it's really Shev Al Tasehu. Okay, that's what Taisus says. Now, here I wanted to first just explain this Taisus. This Taisus is very tricky to get straight what he's exactly saying. When you learn it in ninth grade, you think that Taisus is saying Hazai. That when you put on the talis, you get 1 millisecond of free time that you don't have to put on. But after that, then you have to start putting on the tzitzit, and then you're just sitting there, you're not doing any mitzvah. Right? So therefore, you didn't do anything wrong, because the first millionth of a second, when you do it, when you put it on, that's free, green light. I don't know. No, you get a free discount for 1 second, right? Then after that, you get mechuyev to put on the tzitzis. But now you're not doing a mice anymore. Okay. But obviously something's wrong. Why you don't get any free seconds? Right? There's no such thing. What do you mean? For the first second, it's free. After the first second, also you have to put on the tzitzis. Right? So what is Tysus saying then? Why is he saying there's no mice?
You're
But I'm saying, but we're talking about that the guy doesn't have to put on
the tzitzis before you put it on. It's just that it doesn't come to fruition until you put it on the bed.
Okay, so how does this answer his kasha? Tyson says, "Well, sorry, I'm doing a mice. I'm doing something wrong."
No, I'm not doing anything wrong. Because at the time, the tzitzis on it is only once it's on.
In other words, what Tyson is really saying is that, like, by any time that the Torah says, in this situation, you got to do this and this, the way the Torah works it is that when the situation occurs, that is when you got to start working on it. Right. In other words, if, let's say, the guy has strings in his hand, right, and he says, how do I have to do this according to the Torah? Do I have to have the strings on before, or can I just start working on it as soon as it's on? Tyson will tell you, it's fine. Start work. That's what the Torah means. When you put it on, now stick in the strings. Right, I mean, you right. Can do it before if you want, but that's perfect. That is how, Tyson says, that is how the pasuk reads. Kesus gedilim tase lacha, you should put on strings on your kesuscha asher techasaba, on that garment that you just put on there.
So if it takes
10 minutes, perfect. No, that's what the Torah meant, Mamish. That's perfect.
Isn't the
chas
that you
will? So Taisa says it means that you did. That's Mamish. Ksuscha masha she'ata mechusa kvar.
Is there a shear of free time?
No free time, but the obligation is right. That's the way you do it. You want to be a religious Jew according to the way the Torah described it. When you put that on, put on your strings. If you don't do it now you're banned. So b'meila it's shevel pas because the right that's what Tyson's answer. Okay.
Isn't the
trying on the chit is on the hesher? It is the hesher, right? But that's good. You're right. The mice is really having it on at the end. But since the Torah only says that you have to get busy doing this,
the mice is when you put it on. Once it's on, there's no
mitzvah
that has to be, so there's
never a... The mitzvah really is wearing a string beged. Wearing a beged which has the string on. But being that the Torah gives you the directions in that format, or whatever you call it, in that mahalach, so then you see for the Torah what it's driving at. It's saying, you don't have to pre-arrange it. You can start doing it after you have the beged on, and that's also fine enough for us. We'll be happy with that too. So Mimela, it comes out that when you put it on, the putting on was fine. The problem is that right away you didn't start putting the strings in. So Mimela was Sheval Tas. Okay. So now...
The Kriyashma, it says that you have to be anything because it's Kumecha to get up. You still haven't done Kriyashma. Don't do it in the first second.
Right, well there the pshat is that the Torah's mom is giving you a beginning and end time and you just have to get it anywhere in there. Here, the guy is not allowed to say, I'll put on the strings in the afternoon or in 10 minutes. You've got to put the strings on as soon as the thing's on. But that's good enough. You know what it's like? It's mamish doime. What I'm learning in Psachim is mamish doime teshitas taisis by Erev Pesach. Taisis says, how does tashbisu work on Erev Pesach? Right? A guy has 2,000 bagels in his house. Midorais. I'm not talking about midorabanan after they added on extra chumras. According to the real din Torah, Torah says azoy. The way it works is azoy. The Torah says echatsoyis tashbis. Right? When it hits 12 noon, tashbis. Now, how in the world? I'm not a malach. I can't destroy 10,000 bagels in 1 second. That's noon. So Torah says, right, that's what you do. It means humanly do it. When it hits 12, get working. That's how Tosafot says that's fine. Midrash says l'chatchila, that is the way you do it. Right? And you burn and you burn and you burn and you burn until you're done burning it all. That's fine. You don't have to say, oi, but no, but the second bagel didn't burn until 12:01 and the third bagel did, so I better do them all 10 o'clock in the morning and get them all done by 12. No, take your time. You don't have to do a thing. You sit and learn until 12 o'clock.
Where do you see from Tyson's that's true by the putting on the strings? Tyson can just as well know that you have to put on strings before you go.
Yeah.
But the mitzvah doesn't come into being until after you have it on. That's the Hashem mitzvah that you need. This is the mitzvah. This is putting on, it's the begging. And that begging is only after you have it on. It's not the putting on the begging. It's not the putting in the strings. That precedes it. The mitzvah is only after. That's the mitzvah Sheva Adasa.
Okay, but you see from Tysus. Look what it says in Tysus. He says that the reason is because Vish'af Ituf Loi Mechayev Ad Le'achar Shenis Akrim. Right? At the time of the Ituf, he's not Mechuyev. What does he mean, at the time of the Ituf, he's not Mechuyev? Until after he's Nisa.
So this is not the mice are putting on that makes a difference. It's having it on this one's Mechayev.
But according to that, it doesn't have to do with which Shah. He should say, it's not the mice, it's not the action which is the Avera, it's the having it, right? It seems that places are saying it's not. You're not mechuyev at the time when you're putting it on. After it's on, you're mechuyev. In other words, it means like the player saying, "I don't talk to you. You do what you want until you put it on. Once you have, now put it on the strings." That seems like places.
Seems like there's something omitted. You go on first without, and then you go on at the same time.
You'll get more mitzvah lemaisa if you have a string on before, because then you get another minute of mitzvah.
Seems like it's more before.
Why?
Have and,
You mean according to this, the way the Torah did it, it would be taket to put it on and to do mamish azoy. This would be mamish the case of the Torah. Oh, yeah.
But this tashbis that they were saying doesn't seem to indicate that. I mean, we once talked about a few weeks ago about going to an island and you're stuck there on Rosh Hashanah and there's no chauffeur. So can you be blamed in advance?
Right.
It's not a little bit, I mean.
Right.
You're stuck now because you're an island. You can't burn 10,000 bagels in a minute. But there's no obligation.
Right, but here it's
right. To make sure that you don't come to that.
Yeah, right. If it would be our oinus, then you would not be allowed. Right. But it's not called even oinus. That is the mamash tayor. This is the instruction of the tayor. That's what it wants you to do. This is perfect. We want you to start burning it at 12 o'clock. That's all. Not, no more than that. That's
even if it's still there.
That's right. We just want you to start working on it. Maybe by the sixes. Yeah, I, for 5 minutes, I'm my strings aren't good.
You're not saying you got a 3 second or not.
No 3 seconds.
So the point we're understanding is that if you put the bag on and you immediately take it off, then you're still on it.
Then maybe, I hear, if you take it right off, then maybe we're...
So you don't take it in 3 minutes, then you put
it on. Because you're not free, meaning you're obligated to start putting
right.
That in. But it...
So
but
if you do it right away, would you get any...
I hear for that. I don't know. That you have to know. Player, it sounds to me like it would be out there because you didn't try it for the mission. Right. I think you would be out there. Frek, that's where we have an akasha now. Vaho de mashma beperk misha meisoi dikshu lovush tilai veinu poishta. This is still a quote. He's not talking yet. This is still Tysus, quoting Tysus. It says, if a guy is wearing tilai, the enoi poishtam, and he doesn't, he keeps them on, and he doesn't take it off. Loi chashev shevaltas, ela moid veasei, who, that's called being over, the kum veasei, Frek places on himself, let's call this also shevaltas, same thing. Shaini kilayim, Zog places kilayim is much different. The ikar ha'iser bish'as levisha, the ikar iser is when you are Bishas Lavisha, Shaloi Vesh Be'isr, that you put it on Be'isr. Avokan, Loi Mischayev Adla Achash Nisat. But the mitzvah, you're only Mechayev after you put on the Tats. Okay, that's what Taisa says. The love of Kilayim is different. The love of Kilayim is not Pshat. If you have Kilayim on you, don't keep it on you. The love is, don't put it on. So Mimela, that's that's taka b'kum ve'esei. Putting on kilayim is called kum ve'esei, but since this is sheva al tas. Okay, this is all Tosfos talking. Frick, the Turi have an akasha now. The Ika Lameda.
Why am I being put on properly, Beaver?
What does it mean by properly?
I'm saying is, according to what you just said, it means it doesn't have to be low, but you're just saying, oh, this is putting it on. Put it on in a not the C's thing, and not
the. Yeah, you're getting into side issues, though. I mean, the Torah.
No, because he's saying you don't have to be low, you should stiff them.
Don't do loivish. Whatever loivish is, right? Here the law is though, don't be loivish. By the tzitzis it says, if you have a begad on, put it tzitzis on. Here it is, whatever loivish is. What's the truth? The truth is, you want to know if you're either, if you didn't put it on properly? It says in the Gemara Derech Hanah, yeah, for sure it has to be Derech Hanah. But if, let's say, the guy takes a coat and wraps it up, yeah, it's mefurish, they say, what? Yeah, you are over. You are over. Even if as long as it's tikkurich afilu nima achas al b'sari, it says. Right. Yeah.
Was that
the fans kach masorim? Right. That says that you have to be worried about the shatnez when you try on a suit. Kach masorim holds. They told me that Rav Ruderman, he was very machmer on that. Because he said, Chokhmah Sodom, you can't, even if a lot of Swarm argue.
What's that?
No, I think it was time for him to have a right.
But something like that.
I mean, now it's for certain suits.
Suits, which are no right. I heard that we use a heter of this called Enom Iskar, because you're not doing it for Levisha, just seeing the signs. But he wouldn't go for that, because he said, the Chokhmah Sodom masters, it can't be Swarm Mechanical, it can't be Chokhmah Sodom. Okay, so anyway, we have an akashina. Vehicle made. So he says it comes out like tzitzis you have to put on, after things on, then you have to put on the streets. Kilayim daveris, don't wear kilayim. Vehicle made called the Omar Beper Kama the Beya. There's a famous Gemara in the Shabbos. One of them is Beya. And Beper Yud Tes the Shabbos. Eimar domer esti v'dochi lo yisase kegoin mila b'tzora inami sodim b'tzitzis dive idno dekom akar lav kom kain lesek. The Gemara gives two classic cases of esti v'dochi lo yisase. The one is mila b'tzora, right? There's a tzora right on the mokam on mila, so you have the esti of mila is v'dochi the lav of tzora. The other classic cases, sodim b'tzitzis, right, in order that he has shatnez, he has a linen baget, wool tzitzis, so he has the essay of tzitzis, the doich of the love of shatnez. And the Gemara says, these cases are b'imna. These cases are very good, because they are both at the same time, the essay and the love are at the same moment. According to the re, the Asay and the Lav are not at the same moment. Why? The Halav, the Kilay, me Akar miyad bishasit. The Lav is already getting when he's wearing it, when he's doing it. They all say, Mikayin, and the Asay he doesn't fulfill Abba Akar Shemitah until after you put it on. So I bezoi the avera is here before the mitzvah.
The way you explained it before was kasha.
Exactly. This mamish pellet. Or when is he talking? Which second? Right when he gets it on, which is, let's say, exactly at 12 o'clock. So, the Torah says, get those strings on, right? Well, I got them on instantly because they happen to be on already. So, from when is the meter of my schar going? From 12 o'clock, of course. When does he get the avera of wearing the shatnez? Also 12 o'clock. So, what's the problem?
He has a ninth grade interpretation.
That's what it seems at first glance, right? That he just learns it means, like, a little later. You're right. That's what it seems like, but you'll see. You're going to see. When does Levisha start?
The beginning of Nisuch. From the very beginning of Nisuch.
From what you mean when like a drop of it like is touching me even before?
Before it's fully on.
Before it's fully on.
I was saying that. You're putting on your trousers.
So I thought, where did he pick that up from, Tyson?
Loyalin.
So you mean any, even like the beginning, but I mean, he can't blame, could he blame Titus for saying that? I mean, he can make that up, but I mean, could he, Titus just said that the Aveir of Kilayim is Bikum V'Aseh. You know, Titus just said, you know, Titus said, this is B'Shev Atas, and this is Bikum V'Aseh, because here the Aveir is like putting it on, and here the Aveir is, like once it's on, you have to do it. So did Titus tell me that, like it's, when you're putting it on, while it's getting on? But Lamaisa Hagoyin or Shmuel Rizovsky says that was the Turei Evans kasha. Turei Evans somehow decided that the Aveira is the whole act of putting on the shatnez. I don't know from where, from Lovett, from where, he doesn't tell me, like, putting on the shatnez is already your Aveira. Because if it's the act, I guess you say, the act is the Aveira. So the act is while it's doing, it's going, obviously, I guess that's where it's even got it from. If the Aveira is a Maise, then somehow the Aveira is while you're doing the Maise. Even though, I mean, let's say, it says Loyal. Okay, but Aliyah could be when, I mean, there's a whatever it's Aliyah.
Well, Tysus learned that Iker Isser B'Shepet Kilayim is the fact
that. Well, I mean, like this, because let's say you have a Kum V'Aseh. Isn't there, I would say the Kum V'Aseh is the act, let's say, for example, Loisirzach, right? So, what, that's a Kum V'Aseh, if a guy kills another guy, right? But what is the Aveir? When he shoots the gun, is the Aveir, right? But the Aveir is Niskayim, so to speak, when it hits the guy, right? I'm saying, in other words, would that be a maybe it is a I see. In other words, when would the Aseh, let's say you have an assay, which would be doicha the lava ritzich. Okay? When would he need to do that assay? When he would shoot the gun or when it would hit the gun? In the summer he would shoot the gun, right? In the summer. Or it'd have to be the assay, the maise. I see. Ah, alright, so then right here. Then L'chayer Rav Shmuzovsky is saying simple things. Right, he's saying, in other words, so the Turei Evan is saying, when the guy puts it on, that's like shooting the gun. But he's putting on the shatnez, he's putting on, right? He's taking, let's say, it would be a sheet. Or a tzitzis, we're doing tzitzis, sorry. He's taking the tzitzis and he's putting the tzitzis down on it. So that act of putting it on is the act of shatnez. I have on it, it's only like niskayim the avera when it's on, but the act is the avera. And the assay is only coming when it's on. So the choyer, the lav, is being the assay. That's how he explains it. That is how he explains the Turei Evans kasha. Here?
It doesn't change.
There is a lav, there's no 3 seconds. But the pshat is the assay is when it is on. And before it is on, you're not getting any assay now. And the avera is already putting it on. So the avera is before the assay.
But doesn't he say that proof of the whole part of why shatnez is not considered Sheval Kaseh is because the issur of shatnez is the wearing? Did he say that before?
The act of wearing.
The act of wearing it. It's called Kum Ve'aseh, the act of putting it on.
Even when you're lovish, but ain't a paishta.
Right. Oh, yeah. Right. It continues on. Right.
Wearing it,
Lovesh means in English you'd have to write the act of Lovesh, I guess, right? Because I mean, his whole mechuvin is to say that this is Kum V'Aseh.
Meaning it's on my shoulders.
Putting it on, but
you're saying maybe
we're wrong about the whole act. The act. What's the act of wearing? Is the act of wearing, sticking down from an inch above to on, or on?
Just
It could be Taisi Bar is only out because it would continue. Then it would answer the alternative kasha. Then it would answer the kasha again. If you say that the Maise, what is the Maise of Levisha? Is it the...
But then what's the chiluk between...
just because one is the act, it's just the way the Torah is like saying, I want that act, or if the Torah says, if you got it on, put on strings. It's not this directed at the act. It's not saying, you've got to wear it this way. It's saying, if you're wearing it, stick on the strings. You know, it's just a question of how the Torah is making the mitzvah. The Torah says, if you've got that four-corded thing on, stick on the strings. If I don't, I'm just Shevel Tas. I'm not listening. It's telling me, do it. I'm sitting here. I'm not doing what they told me. They said, don't you put that on. Don't wear that. I hear. Sorry. So it is not so posh what Shmuel is saying, I hear.
In the mention of, you have pretty much Shmuel
we have to be mistaken.
So it sounds like it's not that act of putting it on, it's the act of being mistaken.
That's for sure, you're 100% what you're saying is for sure true, that you need the kiyum of the Aveira is being mistaken. That's like when the guy gets shot. You have to get the Aveira at the end. But at the end, what is the Malkus that will whip him at the end of the whole business? It's Lamaisi got one. Can we say, even for 1 second before it was on, that was Mamish, we're going to give him Malkus for that, or it's the winner? So Rav Shmuel learned before, the second before. That is how he explained it to him.
Shas Levisha sounds like not the duration while he's wearing it, right? The time he's putting it on.
Yeah, or does it mean the moment?
He says,
"Who loves
the
line
that
you know post
on it? Not
Shevel Tazi. It's
Amos Essay. Shani Plan. The eager hitter is the Shas Levisha Shalomish Beitzer.
He
goes to the fact that I'm wearing. I think he
thinks it's Shas Levisha. Shalomish. Why when it's on, you have to take it off, right? Why is it called Kumba Essay? The Gemara. He says it says in Brachos that wearing kilayim is called a Kumba Essay. Why is this a kumbeh day? Why don't we say it's a Shevel Tais because I'm not doing anything? Right. In other words, now it's 10 minutes I've been wearing this thing. It's continuously called the kumbeh day. Why is that so? So he says, no, because the Iker Isser is not the continuous wearing business. It's the donning it. The
putting yourself in that state.
Yeah. Loivishing it. So what is loivish? What is... That's where Shmuel learns it. But I was medayik from Reb Reuven that he doesn't learn the kasha of the Turiyah in that way. He does not learn it like Reb Shmuel's way. He learns it this way. He learns that Turiyah means half covering. Comes out that if a guy wants to be a full tzaddik and he wants to put on a four-cornered garment at 12, right? And then start sticking in the strings and tying them all on and everything like that. He's a lechatchila tzad, right? That's perfect. He's yotzei the Torah 100%. Ezoi bazoi. This din should be that if I have a linen garment and I want to put on my tchelet, I should have to do it that way. I should have to put on a linen garment and then stick in the tails and tie it in. Because the lav of shatnez is getting pushed off by the chiv of tzitzis. But the chiv of tzitzis, it only requires me to get those strings in, like starting from when the linen thing's on already. So who am I to be a bigger tzaddik and have them on already before? But then there's no; it's too early. There's no like chiv to do that much. You'll see from his teretz what he says. You can't be mekayim mitzvahs and doichalavim. Only what you're mechuyev to do is doichalavim. But if you want a chaparai extra mitzvah, it can't be chalav.
What's the lav?
The lav.
What's the lav?
No, the big guy went ahead and he put on the tails before. He wants to be a bigger guy, right? He says, I'm putting on the tails before, and now I'm going to wear the tits. And he goes and does it. We tell him,
it's not that easy.
I was never ever tonight because of the place
to say. So Greg said to Rihanna, why? Was I obligated to have this kill iron in here from 12 till 12:01? Or was, could I have been a from a yid and put it in the kilayim at 12:01? This guy, what's the story again, right? The guy is a linen beggar, right? And let's say the guy asks me, I want to be a tzaddik, right? So he tells me, you want to be a tzaddik? Good. Where it is. So the guy goes, okay, my plan is, I'm going to put on the linen thing, and then I'm going to sew in the tail, put in the tailors and make myself tzitzis, and it will take me about 15 minutes, 12:15, I'm going to have my tzitzis in. Is this good?
So yes.
100% good, lichatchi. Okay, so the guy says, well, I want to be a bigger tzaddik. I want to have the tzitzis in before and get 15 extra minutes of tzitzis, because why not? I want to have them from the first day. So look at Turiel, you can't do that. Because if you have those first extra 15 minutes of tzitzit, you're also charging 15 minutes of extra kilayim. And those extra 15 minutes of tzitzit, you weren't mechuyev in that. Why? This guy says, I'm putting on the tchelis before. This guy wants to be a frumer. He wants to put in the tchelis before he has the tzitzit. It's not here. Not. But now he's going to put it on at 12. And from 12 till 12:15, he's wearing shatnez from 12 to 12:15. He could have done it later. He gets the mitzvah, but he doesn't. It's not a chiyuvi. What? Hampshire makes it in Taichat.
Okay,
yeah, it is a Hampshire, but that's it's through Evan's Kasha.
Yes.
Very good, it's a Hampshire mitzvah, but when I say a real mitzvah, not only it has to be a mitzvah mechuyevet, which you couldn't do it if you didn't. Oh, that kind of Hampshire mitzvah. Yeah, all right, but that kind of helps me. They're getting into heavy stuff, the places that are asking this.
But the mice, by doing it earlier, you're not wearing the Shabbos for any more time than you would.
Why?
And where? Because you would have done like the Hashanah. I think you would have had Shabbos on when you were tying it on.
Yeah.
Now instead, it's already not.
So if I would have been the other guy, my Aver Shabbos would be after the Nat Kol, which is 5 minutes later. 5 minutes less of that.
If I had, if I.